Good morning.
Good morning.
If you want to turn in your Bibles to Matthew 6, chapter 6, we're going to read verses 5 through 13. And if you'd like to stand for the reading of the word, that would be good. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, we ask that you be in this service today. Anoint the words and just bring about whatever it is that you're wanting spoke. We ask this in your name. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know how many of you actually, if you have any, have had anything where you pray and you see somebody else that prays and it seems like God answers their prayer, but you just don't feel like you hear God, you know. I grew up around a lot of Christian women and very godly women. I mean, it seemed like they touched heaven all the time. And I'd say, well, maybe if I prayed, you know, raised my hands up and I prayed, you know, like this lady, God will hear my prayers, like, you know, like what he does them. And it was constant like this. My aunts and my mom and a lady in the church and it was constant like that, trying to be like somebody else, thinking that God just didn't hear me, you know. I just don't pray right. And kind of what I want to discuss today is we're all individuals. We all pray differently. God hears each and every one of us how we pray. We don't need to pray, you know, in big, long words, you know. It talks about that in the scriptures here of, you know, the hypocrites stood up and prayed so people would hear their words, you know, and think that they were something when they were not anything. And I've seen other people pray that it just, you know, they don't know what to say. Well, that's okay. You pray from your heart. What kind of got me thinking about it was Kelly, the gal that I work with. We have prayer in the morning when she works. And one morning she prayed, and it was very quick, you know, just a few words. I said, I'm sorry. And I said, don't be sorry. You pray from your heart. That's what counts. You know, it doesn't matter how we pray. It doesn't matter, you know, we don't have to have big words. We don't have to have a lot of words. Sometimes we don't have any words at all. We pray and it's just a groaning and a crying that we're praying before God. It doesn't matter. But each one of us, each one's personality and everything is different. So, you know, how it works for one person to raise their hand and praise the Lord and pray, another person might not be comfortable doing that. Or like my mom would pray, it was, you know, Heavenly Father and, you know, a lot of big words. And another friend that I had, hey, Dad, it's me, you know. And first time I heard that, I'm going, what? that's not how you pray, you know. But we're taught as kids, you know, if you grew up in the church, you're taught as kids certain ways to pray. And I had always thought that I had to pray with my eyes closed. That was what I was taught. I'm not sure where it came from, but you're being disrespectful to the Lord if you don't close your eyes. Well, you can't close your eyes when you're driving down the road, and I pray to the Lord when I'm driving down the road, so I can pray with my eyes open. I found that out as an adult. So there's different things, you know, and different ways to pray, but it all comes from the heart. That's what counts. And a scripture that I wanted to bring out, you hear it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." And I'll read in 13 here, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many." And that's how we need to look at it with prayer, too. We're all part of the same body. We're a part of the body of Christ, but we're all individuals. So we need to pray as we are, you know, what makes us who we are. And in the Lord's Prayer, it says, giving God praise and respect is how I look at the first part of the Lord's Prayer. You know, we read it, we don't have to read it, you know, as it's wrote there. We don't have to, it's an example. You know, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." We give God praise and respect. And we want his will to be done rather than our own. So your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask for forgiveness of whatever we have done and forgiving those around us. And we ask him ask him for our provisions and thanking him for supplying them. That's all part of the Lord's Prayer. And then not to lead us into temptation. We ask him to lead us away from tempting situations that can hurt us or lead us away from him. And then we end our prayer, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." In the prayer with praise and honor. And that to God, "For he is good and he's merciful to us." So we don't have to look at the Lord's Prayer as we have to repeat it. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. We do that in our church service. There's not a thing wrong with that. But it's an example for our prayers. We don't have to use that as our prayer. We can pray any way we want to pray. If you want to talk to God saying, "Hey, Dad, I'm here," you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Or if you want to say, "Heavenly Father," there's nothing wrong with that. It's all in your own personality and what, you know, what is good for you. The other thing that I wanted to say is pray for each other when you're praying. And don't be afraid when you pray out loud. You know, and you pray with each other. Don't be afraid to pray out loud and to pray from your heart. You know, as Christian believers, we should not be listening to, you know, how they say it, because it doesn't matter. God hears it and God knows. It comes from the heart, and that's, you know, that's what's good. But God wants us to come to him just as we are, who we are. Not be anybody different, and not try to pray like anybody else. Just pray from your heart. And that's pretty much it.